In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is born. Today, we celebrate four very important things. What do you think we celebrate today? What's today?
New Year.
New Year. What else is today? What day is today? What day of the week? What day of the week? Of the week, not of the year. It's Sunday, so it's New Year, it's Sunday. What else is today? What's the saint? Who is the saint that we celebrate today? Saint Basil the Great. We have him in that icon. Saint Basil the Great. And today we also celebrate, as we heard in the beginning of today's gospel, today we celebrate the circumcision of the Lord when he was 8 days old. He received the baptism of the Jewish people because he was born into a nation, he was born into a faith, even if he was going, you know, to reform that faith. But as a baby, because he was born into that faith, he received the baptism of the Jewish faith. So, today we celebrate, I would say, the most important one is the circumcision of the Lord, and St. Basil the Great, and Sunday, and New Year. Okay? I already told you a little bit about the circumcision of the Lord. I also want to tell you today about St. Basil the Great.
He was a very good saint.
Do you know anything about St. Basil the Great?
Wasn't he a bishop?
He was a bishop. Do you know where he was a bishop? Was he the bishop of Lexington?
No.
No? He was the bishop of Caesarea. Okay? He was the bishop of Caesarea in nowadays Turkey. Do you have any idea when he lived? He was born in 330. Okay, 330 AD, many years ago. And he died in 379 AD. So who could do the math to see how long St. Basil lived?
Wait, so when did he die again?
So he was born in 330, he died in 379. So 330 to 379, 40, is it 49?
Yes.
49 years. So he didn't live a very long life. But even if he didn't live a very long life, he accomplished, by the grace of God, he accomplished a lot in his life. He was born, what do you want to say?
Wasn't he decapitated, or was another saint decapitated?
The what?
Decapitated?
No, he wasn't decapitated. No, he died as a bishop. He died as a bishop, and he was not martyred because the church was not under persecution anymore in his time. But the church was in a lot of struggle because the church had just received freedom, and now everybody started to teach whatever he thought was the smartest thing to teach. And lots of wrong teachings appeared in the life of the church during St. Basil's time. And St. Basil fought against those wrong teachings. So, he was born in 330 in a Christian family. He had a very faithful mother, Macrina. They say that behind any holy man, there is a holy woman. So, this is the case again. St. Basil had a very holy mother, Macrina the elder. He had a very holy sister, Macrina the younger. And he also, in fact, Macrina was his grandmother, who was a very holy woman. And he also had a very holy mother, a holy sister. And a few of his brothers and sisters became saints of the church. Saint Gregory of Nyssa was also his brother. But anyway, you know, Saint Basil, when he was young, when he was about 19, he went to Athens to study. And he studied a lot. He studied the rhetoric, and he also studied the Christian faith. And he befriended St. Gregory the theologian, another young man who went to Athens to study. But they didn't waste their time partying. They went to church, and they went to school. It was said about St. Basil and St. Gregory that they knew only two ways. The way of the church, the way to the church, and the way to school. And after studying the wisdom of the world, and after studying the Christian faith, St. Basil went to Palestine and to Egypt to meet some of the holy fathers who lived in the desert and who prayed a lot. And he was impressed about prayer, but he realized that, you know what? Life is not only about prayer. So he went back to his hometown of Caesarea. He was ordained a deacon, then he was ordained a priest. Eventually he became a bishop, and he started a monastery in Caesarea. But his monastery was not only about prayer, because he knew that the Lord was circumcised. He knew that the Lord became like us. He knew that the Lord healed so many people. The Lord was not only about prayer. Is that right? The Lord was not only up the mountain praying all night long. He did that. But in the morning, he came down the mountain and he helped the people. He healed the people. And that's what St. Basil tried to do. He started in Caesarea, a first hospital. Until his time, we had doctors, but no hospitals. And only rich people could afford a doctor. Poor people, when they got sick, they died, because they could not afford the doctor. St. Basil said, that's not right. If we are to make a change in the life of the people, in the life of the world, if we are to be like Christ, we are called to heal the people. And he opened a hospital for everybody. He opened a nursing home for the seniors and an orphanage. And all this complex was called the Basiliad. Not in his name. His name in Greek is Basil. St. Basil the Great. Not because of his name, but because the Basiliad means like the empire. He really tried to transpose the kingdom of God on earth and to give the love and the healing of God and the care of God to the people who needed help. St. Basil also wrote about theology. Okay? So he was a person who really tried to help the people and who also wrote a lot about theology and who defended the faith and who prayed a lot. But what I really like about St. Basil is that he knew to keep a balance between praying, teaching, writing about the faith, defending the faith, and also working, doing the work of God. So I think that what we could learn from his life is that, no, even if you are young now, you could already make a difference in the life of the people around us by giving them love and care when they need it. And, you know, let us try to not to waste our life, to think, oh, you know, I'm going to have time, you know, to do this later. I have a long life ahead of me, and I have time, you know, to look after the people later, or to go to church later. St. Basil didn't do that, and you know what? That was very good for him, because he didn't live a very long life. Do we know how long we are going to live? How could we say, I'm going to do this later, because I'm going to do this, you know, when I'm going to grow up. I'm going to do so many things when I grow up. Now I'm a child, I can't do very much. Do what you can do now. That's what St. Basil did. That's what Jesus did. He did whatever he could do now. Do your best now, and then you'll be like Christ and like St. Basil.
It's better to do it now, because you never know when you're going to die. Like, you could die, like, even if you're pretty young.
Exactly.
Like, you say, oh, I'm going to live till I'm like 100, and then you see you like...
How could you know? How could you know if you would live to be 100? We never know. We never know. So that's why it is very important. It is very important, and talking about time, today is the beginning of a new year. Let us try to use time very wisely. Like Christ, like St. Basil. Because, one, you know, are we going to Are we going to be in 2016 ever again? Never again. 2016 is gone. That's a thing about time. The time that is past, it never comes back. That's why time is very, very valuable. And we are called to use time very wisely. Not to waste it because it never comes back. Money comes and goes. Sometimes, you know, people say that time is money. I'm telling you, time is more valuable than money. Because money comes and goes. Right? Today you have money, tomorrow you don't have money. And maybe the day after you have money again. But time only goes, it never comes back. That's why it's very important to use time wisely, to make the best of time, to be like St. Basil and like Christ, to work together with God, to redeem the time, because the days are evil, as St. Paul says. Amen. Thank you very much. And Happy New Year. Christ is born. Yes, beloved faithful, today on the first day of the year, I think it is very important, you know, to meditate on this, and by the grace of God and by the providence of God, we celebrate today on the first day of the year the circumcision of the Lord and this great saint of the church. And the circumcision of the Lord tells us that God became human. He became human like us, and He took upon Himself our human nature, and He accepted our human nature in the most intimate way. St. Basil tells us that we really have to keep a balance between spirituality and doing the work of God. Because especially in the Orthodox Church, you know, sometimes, you know, we think that, you know, we are the Orthodox Church. We are about prayer. We are about, you know, mystical life. We are about asceticism. You know what? St. Basil the Great was impressed with the ascetical fathers, but he went home and he said, that's not enough. To pray all day long, 24 hours a day, is not enough. Because Christ, after praying, after energizing himself, he came down the mountain and he did the work of God. St. Basil knew to keep the balance between spirituality and the work of God, because God saved us by becoming part of the creation. He could save us from heaven, but he didn't. Because he wanted to experience our human condition, he became matter, he became Emmanuel, as we talked about this, you know, on Christmas Eve, because it was very important. Because he wanted to experience our condition, and he wanted to help us to work together with us. It's not enough to pray. It's not enough, you know, to come to church on Sunday morning. The liturgy after the liturgy is equally important. St. Basil the Great also wrote the most important prayer of the liturgy that has his name, the Liturgy of St. Basil the Great that we celebrate today. So he was a man of prayer. He really was a man of prayer, but he also knew the importance of the liturgy after the liturgy. The liturgy that we serve in the world all week long. And we have to be very careful to keep that in mind. To take Christ with us wherever we go. Not to make this distinction and separation between spiritual life and worldly life. I'm in church now, I'm a Christian, I'm at work now, I'm like the rest of the world. We are not going to make any difference in the world if we think like that. You are the light of the world. We are called to come to church and to take the light of Christ and to give it to the world wherever we are, and not to make this distinction between sacred and profane. Everything is called to become sacred. Everything is called to become the kingdom of God through us, through the little Christs who are called to sanctify the whole world wherever we are. Let us try, beloved faithful, Let us make this, if you want, a resolution for the new year. To take Christ with us wherever we are. Let us renew our mind and our spirit today when we celebrate the new year and also Sunday, the resurrection of the Lord. On this New Year's Day, and on this day when we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord, let us be resurrected to a new life. And let us try, like Saint Basil the Great and like Christ, to take God with us, within us, in the most intimate way, in the most intimate aspects of our life, of our body, of our existence, into our whole life. And to radiate the love and the grace of God around us. Like Saint Basil the Great, let us really try to be, as he is called in his hymn, a holy priest, a king and a priest. Let us try to be priests and kings of God's creation, wherever we are, whatever we do. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.